I want you to know, my friends, fasting is for you if you're a follower of Jesus. Jesus expected that you and I would have times in our life that we would fast. That's why he said in the book of Matthew chapter 6, he said to his disciples, when you fast, he anticipated, beloved, that it would be part of the culture of the kingdom, as I pointed out last week. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to break this down for you to give you some ways that you can get started in fasting. And then I'm going to conclude by talking about some of the scriptural promises we have that we can expect as we fast unto the Lord. Now, I want to begin by saying this. In my own life, when the Lord has given me grace at times to fast, it hasn't been an experience where I was having any type of bliss while I was fasting. It's not like I started fasting and suddenly I felt so spiritual. None of that happened for me. I just did what God called me to do. I believe that as a result of doing it, I was supernaturally strengthened by the Spirit. So I just want to set this in place for you right now. Don't think that you're going to go into this thing and suddenly, you know, you're going to be on some kind of spiritual high. You know, that may happen for you, but for others it doesn't happen. For me, it didn't happen. The last time I went on a significant fast, I had only one thing happen to me during that time. The last day of the fast, I had a keener sense that I was going to heaven than ever before. And it wasn't because I felt like I earned it. It wasn't that I thought that I had earned going to heaven because of the fast. No, it was just that God was blessing me to know I was going to heaven. That was the only real marked spiritual encounter that I had. But I believe the benefits were much more than that one marked spiritual encounter of joy, knowing that I was going to heaven. I believe the benefits were long-lasting and far-reaching because as a result of fasting, my spiritual muscle was strengthened. My inner man became stronger so that I was able to walk in greater authority, greater power for years to come as a result. Now, I want to get back right now, beloved, to breaking this down for you. How can you go about this? Now, I'm going to be speaking to all different types of people, those of you that are watching, some that have never fasted before, some that may have health limitations, some that are older. So we need to start with kind of the ABCs. If you've never fasted before, there are several ways that you can start. Number one, you can do something similar to what Daniel did. Daniel went on a fast where he eliminated sweets and meats. You can eliminate sweets and meats from your diet for a day, for 3 days. Daniel did it for 21 days. The point is, fasting isn't a cookie-cutter approach. What's right for one person is not necessarily what's right for another person. Just because one person fasts a certain way, maybe they're giving up meals for 3 days, it doesn't mean that everybody has to give up meals for 3 days. So you let the Holy Spirit speak to you about what he's directing you to do at this point. Maybe for some of you, the Lord just asking you, I want you to give up sweets for a week. No more cookies, no more candy, no more pie. Listen, if that's what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you to do, that's what you need to do. For other people, I'm taking the principle of tsum now, the principle of fasting, and I'm saying, you know what, the Lord may want to apply the principle of fasting to you in another area of your life. Maybe he wants you to abstain from all uses of the internet for a week. Maybe he wants you to fast from television for a week. Maybe he wants you to fast from Facebook for a week. For some of you, he may be calling you to go to a lonely place just to be alone with him for a day or 3 days in a cabin somewhere. Whatever it is, you just need to be open to the Holy Spirit to guide you and then obey him because Jesus promised a reward to those that would fast. Now, I'm going to get into the book of Isaiah 58 now, and I'm going to show you some of the blessings that come to those that fast. Let's go. Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 6 through 12. Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 12. I want to encourage you and give you confidence. The book of Hebrews tells us those that are going to please God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we need to believe God that he is, that he sees, and that he'll reward us for fasting, just like Jesus said, when you fast and do it unto the Father, your Father that sees will reward you. Let's look at what we can expect some of these rewards to be. First of all, the Lord says here, is this not the fast which I choose to loosen the bonds of wickedness and to undo the bands of the yoke and to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke. And so we see that one of the blessings, one of the rewards, one of the impartations that we receive through strengthening our spiritual muscle by fasting is that we break off oppression. The Lord says to break the yoke, to set those that are in bondage, to set those that are oppressed free. Because when you deny yourself the natural, you get strengthened in the supernatural. And when you get strengthened in your inner man by the Ruach HaKodesh, by the Holy Spirit, what happens is you end up pushing off the darkness from your life. You end up breaking out of the bondage in your life. Fasting can help you break addictions and set you free. Beloved, fasting will bring you in to greater freedom. Let's continue here. Isaiah continues on. In verse number 8, he says, "Then your light will break out like the dawn." So we see that another benefit that comes to those that fast is they're brought into greater light. I pointed out on last week's broadcast that it was on top of Mount Sinai when Moses was fasting for 40 days that he received the light, the revelation that we now know as the Pentateuch, the Torah, or the first five books of the Old Testament. When you fast from the natural, when you break off your connection from the natural for the sake of receiving more of God, what happens is, beloved, you open up a channel in your life for light to come in. God rewards those that will obey Him in this. Remember, Jesus anticipated that fasting would be part of the culture of the kingdom. I'm not trying to put a heavy bondage on you. I'm just asking you, be open to the Holy Spirit and don't be afraid to master the flesh. The Bible says, "He that puts to death the deeds of the flesh will from the Spirit reap life and joy and peace." Let's continue on. In the 8th verse, Isaiah says, another benefit that comes to those that fast is recovery. I'm going to read again the last one, which says, "Then your light will break out like the dawn." And then he continues and he says, "And your recovery will spring forth." So healing, supernatural recovery comes upon the lives of those that are fasting for the right reasons. You see, there are some things that time doesn't heal. Sometimes we go through something in life, it's a broken relationship, the loss of a loved one, the breakup of a relationship with a significant other, even a divorce, and hearts get broken. And you know, we hear in the world that time heals all things, but the reality is, my friend, time doesn't always heal all things. There are some wounds, there are some forms of brokenness that only the Spirit of Elohim, that only the Spirit of the living God can heal. And when we separate ourselves from the natural to fast unto the Lord, what happens is healing, recovery comes into our life. If you need supernatural recovery in your life, particularly as it relates to a broken heart, I want to tell you that fasting for the kingdom, for the purposes of God, can bring supernatural recovery to you. Let me read it again. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 8. "Then your light will break out like the dawn, revelation will come to you, and your recovery and your healing will come forth speedily." Then notice the next promise that we have here in verse number 8. "And the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard." This is all in relationship to fasting for the right motives, fasting for the right reasons. "And the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard." Don't you love this? You know, sometimes we think about glory only in relationship to God. But you know what? Jesus said that He shared His glory with us. Jesus' glory, beloved, has come upon you and I. The Bible says that the Spirit of glory rests upon us, His children. The Bible also says in the book of Ephesians that we would understand, Paul prays in Ephesians, that you would and I would understand, listen now, the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in the saints. That means in you. Paul prays in Ephesians that we would understand the glory that's in us. When you and I fast, the natural world, to be greater connected to God in the supernatural realm of His Spirit, what happens is the glory of God makes deeper entrance into our soul and into our consciousness. Father, I speak glory, the weight of Your presence over Your people right now, Father, in Yeshua's name. Father, thank You that You've promised that You reward those that fast. And I just declare and decree, Father God, for each and every one that will fast as a result of this message, that they will come into a greater revelation and experience of Your own glory. Notice as we continue on, the Lord promises here fellowship and answered prayer. Verse 9, then you will call and the Lord will answer. Hear me, God responds to those whose heart is right before Him. When our heart is in alignment with Him, our prayers are answered in a fuller way as when our heart is not aligned with Him. Now, God is sovereign. He can do anything He wants to do at any time, and He's a good God, and sometimes He blesses people even when they're not being obedient. But when you're obedient, when your heart is right before Him, when you place Him first in your life, He does more for you. This is why Paul said, he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. He that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. Then you will call, the Lord said, in speaking of those that will fast with the right spirit. Then you will call and the Lord will answer you. I also love the next thing that we read about here. In the 11th verse, supernatural guidance and direction. If you are in a place in life right now that you're needing supernatural guidance and direction about something, maybe it's a relationship. Maybe you're wondering whether you should marry this person. Maybe you're wondering whether you should buy this house. Maybe you're wondering if you should take this job. Maybe you're wondering how to handle a certain friendship or relationship or family member. Whatever it is, the Bible says God gives wisdom to those that ask, and fasting combined with prayer can kind of supercharge that, if you will, supercharge the way into God's wisdom. Listen to what the Lord says here, verse number 11. And the Lord again will continually guide you. Listen to that word, continually guide you. The confidence of knowing that our steps are being ordered by the Lord brings real peace into our life. Jesus said, I am with you always. But how many of us really don't experience that truth? In other words, we're not aware that God's really with us. We don't have confidence that our steps are really being guided and ordered by the Lord. The Lord says, when you fast, you're going to come into a conscious awareness that I am supernaturally directing your life and guiding you. That's part of the promise of Jesus when He said, you'll know the truth and the truth shall set you free. When you and I know that the Lord is guiding us and directing us, great peace and freedom will come into our lives. Let's continue on. The Lord promises greater satisfaction. Listen to what He says there. And the Lord will satisfy your desire in scorched places. In other words, there's going to be a greater fulfillment. We're going to enter into a greater supernatural joy, a greater sense of God's sufficiency. But this comes not through eating tons of natural food. We're not going to be any more fulfilled inside long term by feasting on spaghetti. I mean, praise God for spaghetti. It tastes great, right? But I'm saying that when we fast from food, or whatever it is that the Lord is leading us to fast from in life, in order to be drawn deeper into Him and in order to drink more of the well of salvation, of the supernatural spirit, what happens is our soul becomes filled up more with His presence and we become, get it now, church, more satisfied in our lives. I have known people that are in no ways prosperous financially, and yet they're some of the most joyful, content people I know. Why? Because they have divine satisfaction within them due to their relationship with God. This goes to our next point here in verse 11, strength. And the Lord says, and give strength to your bones, and you will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. What does this say to us? That through this practice of fasting, we're strengthened. I've already covered this. I've said it many times already. Denying ourselves the natural for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of God, will strengthen us in the spirit. And this is exactly what Isaiah is telling us here that the Lord will do. We also are promised when we fast unto the Lord and incorporate it into our lifestyle, again, in whatever manner and whatever level the Spirit directs you, we're promised as a result of this act of consecration that we're going to become more fruitful in our lives, that we're going to become bolder, we're going to have greater love, we're going to be better witnesses. Listen to what the Lord says. Once again, and you will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. This has to do with fruitfulness in your life, a watered garden whose springs don't fail. You're going to constantly be yielding fruit, and lives around you are going to be touched as you yourself become more immersed in the Holy Spirit through fasting. And then finally, beloved, God is going to use us to build His kingdom, which closely relates to the last point I made. Listen to verse number 12. Those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of the streets in which to dwell. Fasting, beloved, equips us to serve the King. This is why Jesus began His ministry once again by going into the wilderness and fasting for 40 days. You see, beloved, fasting prepared Jesus to launch His ministry. As you and I participate in this, you also will be used in the kingdom in a greater way. Some of you may want to start out with a meal a day. Maybe start out skipping lunch. Maybe do it for a day, do it for 3 days, do it for a week. Some may want to skip dinner. Some may, again, want to take me up on some of the other suggestions I made, whether it be Facebook or the internet, whether it's talking on the phone all the time, whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about, just do it and follow through. Do it unto the Spirit. Don't do it to be noticed by men. Don't tell everybody about it. Jesus said, if you do that, you'll already have your reward because you've been noticed by men. Do it unto the Father. And Yeshua promised, your Father who sees you doing it in secret will reward you.